Hello, and welcome to another episode of Data Drain. It's been a long time coming. The podcast that you thought was canceled, but it's... I should have read that first. I'm your host, Ethan, and co-hosting with me is Jason.
Muda, 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 muda!
Today's episode, we will be covering Hello Kitty Cruisers. And joining us today, we have Stuart.
Are you sure we're not canceled?
Well, I mean, Tony would have had to tell me, and
since I'm the one that... I think that'd be like a hiatus.
It's more like we had scheduling conflicts where we just didn't bother to try to schedule to work around a conflict.
This is what happens when you try to make backdoor deals with four kids.
Why are you making backdoor deals with four children?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure four kids is out of business.
They're dead in the water.
Are they defunct? Are they?
As far as we know.
Yeah.
But I hear there's like this thing where you get this piece of paper and you cut it out in this logo and then you do this chant and you end up in an old recording studio.
Four kids san, onegaishimasu. Four kids san, onegaishimasu.
See, you don't have the paper, you need to do it enough times, so you're good.
It's like Beetlejuice, you have to do it three times, and then you summon them.
It's based on the number of people, and then it's one more for the person you're saying it for to do it properly, right, Stuart?
Yeah.
For those unaware, we are talking about Corpse Party.
In the actual topic of this episode.
Yeah, it's not Hello Kitty Cruisers. Don't let don't believe everything you read.
It's not approved by 4Kids.
Well, but by Funimation.
Well, they can't. If 4Kids can't approve it because they
didn't ask. Funimation didn't.
They can't deny it really either. Anyway, we're going to be talking specifically about the Corpse Party live action movies. All two of them that we watched.
All two of them that exist.
I don't know if there's any more. That's why I said all two of them we watched.
There's only two movies, live action movies, that exist. And then there's the anime. And then there's the manga. And then there's the games.
Yeah, except the games actually came first.
Well, yes. The game came before the chicken.
So what you're saying is that we saw a live-action adaptation of an anime that was itself an adaptation of a game.
Yes.
Pretty much. If you want to phrase it like that.
Oh, there's also manga, so, you know, we got everything covered.
I'm going to imagine that the anime probably is the same as the manga.
The anime is...
No.
I haven't read the manga, but
which one? It's
fairly similar to the live action movie.
Oh, I see. There are numbers of manga series. Everyone dies.
Well, it wouldn't be a party otherwise, would it?
It's my party, and I'll die if I want to.
But you really don't want to.
No, not at that school.
All right, Stuart, give us a rundown of what the actual plot of the Corpse Party, the main series, actually is.
Well, it starts off with a, as you mentioned, a bunch of kids doing the ritual.
Japanese high school children.
Yep.
Are they high school or are they junior?
I think they're high school.
I guess they're called middle school over there. Yeah. Whatever.
I mean, the age looks ambiguous, kind of. Yeah. On the...
I'm going to say high school because I think one of the characters is in middle school and she has a different uniform.
It looks like it is supposed to be. They're supposed to be high school students.
Okay. Yeah. And one of the students is actually moving away at the end of the festival, which I think was it the autumn festival or the spring festival.
It's Japan. They have festivals for every
season.
It's one
festival.
Of the school festivals. So they decide to do this Sachiko Ever After ritual to kind of maintain the friendship, and it does not go as planned.
Hey, it does help them retain their friendship. Well, actually, no, it doesn't. Sorry. No. I lied.
It does not.
I just lied. I was thinking about that after I said that.
Yeah, and so they end up getting transported to...
to a world where monsters rule.
Well, I guess you could say that.
Yeah, but... I really wish I knew the intro of that, of a Monster Rancher, a lot better, so I could have done that better.
Yeah, so they're trapped. They're trapped in an haunted school. In an elementary school,
Heavenly Host Elementary.
Or Tenjin Primary School, I think, however.
Heavenly Host sounds a little more ominous.
Yeah. Yep. And they have to find their way out. Of course, very few of them actually make it out.
Pro tip, there's no way out.
Yeah, there isn't an actual good way out without...
Well, that's in their case, there's no good way out.
Oh, yeah. No, there was no good way out.
Not without clipping out of bounds.
That... I don't think anyone tried that.
Going out the front door?
You had to walk out the front door at a certain angle.
Yeah. Now in the game, they actually do try. Like, one of the doors is locked, and then the other one... it's just an endless forest.
If you do get outside, it's just a schoolyard and then endless forest.
There's nothing.
Honestly, I like to believe there's rabid deer out in the forest ready to just rip you to shreds.
I just assumed it was more of the angry spirits that
it leads to that suicide forest in Japan.
Oh,
there were those angry spirits. I figured that would probably be a thing in the forest.
We really don't know, because we don't get to see anything to do with the forest ever. So
in the anime, or sorry, in the show,
in the games, talking the games right now for the general general idea of what the series is. So we have. I should get. We have a list of protagonists.
Well, we've got the main character, Satoshi. Yeah. And
Ash Ketchum, what?
No, he's just the generic everyman. And then with him is his younger sister Yuka, who is the middle schooler. There's also Naomi, who is just kind of the main heroine of the story.
The main heroine that no one really seems to care about.
Yeah, she's pretty bland.
Oh wait, I was
And then there's her best friend Seiko, who is the very chipper best friend.
I'm not gonna say it. Yep. You know exactly what I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you say. Want to say?
Oh, I said it okay. Every time we watched both movies.
It's fine. But there's also Ayumi, who is the main person who actually did the ritual.
And everyone should hate her.
Yeah.
I'm not talking just the viewers or listeners of the show. I mean, all the characters in the game should just despise her.
And then there's also the kind of delinquent-looking character, though. Kishinuma.
Yoshiki.
Yeah, isn't Kishinuma his last name?
Yes. Well, yeah.
His family name.
However this works, I forget. Morishige, the glasses-wearing, calm, collected person. Did we say Mayu already?
No. No, Mayu is the the actual
Mayu
girl.
Mayu Suzumoto. That's what it is. She pretty much dies in five minutes of the movie or games or whatever.
No, I think you're confusing her with someone else.
Nope, really not.
Yeah, no. Well, honestly, unless you're talking about one of like the main heroine or Satoshi, most of the other characters die pretty quick.
I was thinking, well, I know in the first 5 minutes of the movie, I was thinking about the teacher.
Oh, the teacher.
Yeah, Yui.
Yui sensei. She actually, in the game, and I guess in the anime, she lived for quite a lot longer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was there for at least, what, about half the game?
Yeah. Also, Book of Shadows game, she's been surviving this a lot longer, according to that.
Yeah, I do remember the Book of Shadows.
Yeah, hers was a fun section to play through.
Yeah.
Fun being loosely used.
Yeah. So, I guess we covered most of all the students, didn't we?
Well, yep. All right. So, live action version is a little different, as they're still setting up for the party. They do the Sachiko Ever After charm, and then they're in the school building, and it's a little more modern than what the games and such introduced.
Wasn't the elementary school supposed to be like run down from like the?
It's supposed to be like pre-World War II or something, I think.
Yeah, because there's supposed to be like bomb shelters and stuff in it.
Yeah, there was talk about bomb shelters and like procedures to hide under your desk on the walls and the in the descriptions of various things on there. Let's see. So yeah, apparently they had electricity of all things. That was kind of weird too. Well, like in a rundown school, they had electricity. It made no sense.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
So yeah, the school is, like I said earlier, it's very modern, fairly modern day, just kind of junked out compared to the original, where it's all like wood and pre-World War II, like we said earlier.
Yeah, I think we're just going to just contribute that to the fact that the movie's very low budget.
Well, as most live-action movies are, or seem to be.
At least, like, Japanese. It was almost like a made-for-TV kind of movie. Even that, but much of a budget.
It's like a sci-fi B-rated film, except even... Or maybe C-rated, I guess, with the budget.
Probably should have gone straight to their sci-fi channel in Japan, right?
If they have one, yes.
We can't confirm nor deny if there's a Japanese version of sci-fi. Or as it's spelled now, sci-fi. So anyway, this is what happens when I don't have notes. Shame on me. Anyway, our protagonists, they all are in a whole new location, no clue what's going on, and pretty much are immediately thrown into chaos.
Because if each movie they start off with, hey, look, there's a killer.
They are greeted by a little girl in red.
No, and this not in the first one.
In the second one. Well, we watched that first one or the second one first.
Yeah, so we watched the second one.
And then Stuart's like, hey, this is wrong.
This isn't the right one.
Good job, Stuart. what happened in the first one? I've already forgotten.
In the first one, they met the troll.
Yeah, the big guy.
And then the sensei ate it.
Guy, the janitor, I forget his name.
They did say his name.
He's got a name.
Yeah, he's got a name, I can never remember it.
No one cares about him. Yeah. Except the fact that he's big and ugly and he one-shots people.
Yeah, he's like the Jason or the Mike Myers.
Mike Myers, yeah, that's a good description there for how he looks.
Yeah,
he's kind of tall. You can't discern what he actually looks like in the face.
Except his music, he doesn't have any theme music that plays whenever you look at him.
You know, thanks to the power of editing, we can fix that. Anyway, this guy is. Like Mike, what was it, Michael Myers, and or Mike Myers?
Michael Myers.
Michael Myers.
Mike Myers is
Halloween H2O.
Yeah. Okay. So it's like that, but with, like, throw the power of Jason Voorhees behind him. Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Supernatural evil darkness power.
Well, yeah, he's powered by a small girl, he's powered by the grudge of the school, we'll say.
Yep.
And that grudge of the school,
which makes no sense almost. Like, why would she even use? Why would he be alive? Or I guess I put in quotation marks.
He's not really alive.
He is a complicated existence. I guess would be a great way to say it.
Yeah.
From the games, you learn that he was trying to protect. You know, we'll come back to that here in a second.
Actually, I almost kind of want to jump ahead, like, to the plot point and everything.
Do it.
Whenever people die in this school, they get erased mm-hmm. from existence, yes. right? So, how is it that if they even knew there were missing children throughout history? Like, why weren't they erased from existence as well?
Which children are you specifically talking about?
Didn't they mention that there was, like, children, like, from the school that went missing?
You mean, yeah, because they weren't... Yeah, that was before all the hauntings and stuff.
Oh, yeah, because it was the guy that did it. Right.
The janitor guy?
Yeah.
Kind of?
Yeah.
He was trying to actually protect the lost children from... was he protecting them from Sachiko or the principal?
I thought wasn't he related to Sachiko in some way?
No.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, the weirdest plot point, and I forget if this is mentioned in the first movie, is the whole school is being run by Sachiko. Little girl, Red, likes to use scissors to stab people. And, like, she gets killed by the school principal or something after, what, seeing her mother get killed by him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, gotta take care of the witnesses.
Okay. So she's buried in the basement. I think the janitor was the one that had to bury her or something, so he knew. And then she shows up again, and she's one of the children that's killed again, and the janitor is the one blamed for it that time, but there's multiple children this time around, and no one questions, like, how did she come back? There's like, oh, this girl, this is her name, this is what happened.
I'm just going to assume that they kind of lumped her in with the missing kids, because I think it was in a fairly short period of time, so it's like there's two kids got missing. It's like, hey, Sachiko got missing.
I think
missing.
It was like a 10-year gap on there.
Was that a 10-year gap?
Something weird.
Hmm.
That leads me to another thing. This is kind of totally unrelated to the movie, really, but I didn't think that Japanese schools employed janitors.
Yeah, no. I mean, janitor as a loose term for him would be a...
Yeah, because kids do all the cleaning in the schools.
Yeah, but they also have groundskeepers that keep the grounds clean.
Yeah, I think
clean,
he was just...
Okay, just kind of random little point of cultural relevance.
Groundskeeper kind of there Willie, for there muscle, we go. That's his name.
Because I don't think he was all... I don't think he was like a completely functioning person.
He might have been, what, the principal's, like...
The son? Grandson?
Something?
So, yeah, pretty much throughout this entire movie, the two main antagonists are this kind of ogre guy that doesn't say anything, just walks up to you, only walks menacingly at you with this huge hammer.
Yes.
And this small little girl that likes to laugh a lot and then stab you with scissors.
In the movies? Yes.
Oh, sorry, I forgot. There's also little kids too that just like to have fun, except they like to have
they play
excessive
a little too
amounts
hard
of fun
with their toys, we'll say.
Yeah.
With their friends, yeah, they play really hard, let's put it that way.
Mayu, I guess, is the first noticeable or notable victim, because you see her remains in both movies, quite freshly made. She got what'd they say, 30 miles an hour tossed into a wall? Or was it much higher than that?
I figure it's higher than that.
I would believe it to be higher than that, the way she got liquefied, we'll say.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of sad that the person they're doing the charm for is, oh, I want her friendship to last forever, and then she's just pretty much your first victim there for the... kind of. Oh, wait, no, the movie, it was the teacher, wasn't it?
Yeah, the teacher, no. Much,
jeez.
Yeah.
Yes, subtle differences between the games and the movies.
Yeah, it's hard to keep track of who's who.
Yeah.
But they all die in the end. Doesn't order doesn't matter.
No, the game actually has a happier ending.
Has multiple endings.
Well, if
endings.
You go through everything, the game has a much happier ending. I'm assuming. I haven't finished the blood drive.
I was only referring to the first one.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, both actual endings are better than what they could have been.
Yeah.
Just as a random tidbit, the original game actually came out like in 1996 in Japan, and we never got it till 2011, I think, on the PSP.
It's not the original.
Yeah, the original was like a RPG Maker PC game.
Yeah, well, I mean, we didn't get the first game, I should say. The game never even came across stateside in any form or fashion until 2011. Originally started in 1996 in Japan.
We're actually
with
really
the RPG Maker
that
version.
We even got that PSP game.
Yeah.
The XSEED, really. My gosh, that was like right next to my house. Fireworks, 4th of July. Good times. The company that really did the translation and everything over here, XSEED, they weren't even sure if they would do the sequels when people were asking. I know I asked, and they're like, well, maybe. And then here we are getting like all the games now, except for like one of them's missing, right? Is it just one?
Oh, yeah.
Horse Party 2?
No.
No. No. The happy...
The dating sim.
Dating sim?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a good way to describe it, but it's not a... It follows a very different set of rules than the original stuff does.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to imagine. It's like, I like you. I'm going to stab you with scissors.
And that's how Doki Doki Literature Club was born.
Yeah, the game was originally made in RPG Maker, which is kind of fascinating just to know that amongst other games.
I like a bunch of those old RPG Maker games. Those are like, there's a certain charm they bring. They're pretty good.
Yeah, I've heard there's some pretty good horror games outside of Corpse Party.
Yeah, I remember something, The Crooked Man being one of them was alright. I think they actually got a official Steam release recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything about that
and
one.
There's something else. Mermaid Swamp, I think is what it was called.
I was thinking of a different one. It was like a witch. Something about
oh,
a witch.
The Witch's House.
Yeah, Witch's House, yeah.
Yeah, that... that game. That's... you gotta watch your step in that game.
Yeah.
Or you'll end up how the logo looks on here. Okay, so...
These are really short movies. They're only like about an hour 15, hour and 10.
Yeah, I think the first movie we watched in 4 chunks and the second one in 3 chunks.
I thought they were about 115. Oh, maybe I'm there. I'm gonna double check.
Yeah, about an hour and a half. They weren't that bad.
They were both 93-minute movies.
Okay. What is the... Uh, I don't know where I'm going with this.
I don't know where you're going with this either.
Great. How did you feel about the portrayal of the actors being who they are in the movie? Like, did they sell you on the fact that they were, like, in danger or anything, Jason?
In danger?
Well, like, did they do their job? Like, did they sell you on the product?
Did they sell me on it? No. But was it what I expected from a Japanese kind of movie? Yeah. So, I mean, certain parts, yes, they kind of did a good job, but, like, they really... A lot of the movie was a very... felt like a very rushed thing as well. Like, everyone was just going straight from one thing to the next, not really explaining the plot points. They were just throwing things in when they felt convenient to add it, rather than trying to give it as a back... tell it to introduce it early and then show it off later on. That was more noticeable with the Book of Shadows movie, the sequel, but
yeah, where they're suddenly, oh, we have to find this Book of Shadows.
Gotta go find the Book of Shadows. Wait, what? Yeah, the Book of Shadows. Didn't you know? No. Didn't I tell you about this? No. Okay, well, you gotta go find it.
So okay. Why do I have to go find it? You're the one that knows about it. Well, funny story.
Plus, they introduced characters in there that should have been in the first game but weren't, or first movie. That were in the first game, but they weren't in the first movie.
They had budgeting issues. You don't want to introduce people unless you know you're gonna have a sequel.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they had a little bit more budget left over, and they're like, hey, let's go and get these people back, and then we'll go and get some more.
I mean, the series is like a cult classic in Japan?
I guess that would... a little more than that. I mean, it's got an anime and several manga out there.
Yeah, plus that's several games. I mean, it seems like... I mean...
They got a date sim, man. Come on.
Is date sim, is that the dead patient? No. Or no, hysteric corpse, birthday?
That is Corpse Party 2. That is the sequel. That is the second, like, new game, new sets of characters, new protagonists.
New evils. Ah.
New location. It is completely separate.
So then those things is probably the historic birthday then?
You know what? I'm going to find out what that other game is.
Still. But anyways,
okay, go ahead.
I was just gonna say the acting in the movie, I would say it was par for the course for like a B or C rated, actually it's for a C rated horror movie. People was kind of like, oh my gosh, and they scream a lot.
Yeah, a lot of cuts, so you're just seeing like blood splatters, even though.
And then you have the people that. Even you have the person that's like, oh man, I can't run up and run because my leg's injured. And you have the other guys that do the exact same things if they're not injured in any way, and they keep doing the, oh my gosh, I must go backwards and fall on my butt and just sit there and not run away.
Okay, it is called Corpse Party, the anthology Sachiko no Rinai Yugi Heart Hysteric Birthday to You. And that's the number 2 and the letter U. Or translation, Corpse Party, the anthology, Sachiko's Game of Love, Hysteric Birthday to You. Let's see. Plot takes place during Sachiko's birthday. To celebrate, she wants to play a game with the unfortunate students who wound up in Heavenly Host Elementary School. And they're forced to participate in a variety of events and do whatever it takes to entertain her. And she pretty much says, do romantic comedy or die. Heart.
Yeah, doesn't it play to be more of a comedic game?
But is it canonical?
I guess it is kind of gory. No, it's... it uses the same characters that are already in the stuff. According from the image, like, we're seeing, like, you see Yuka and her brother, Satoshi, the blonde-haired guy, the twin-tail girl, and they're all there on the picture.
So what is it that you guys like so much about these games?
Stuart?
Well, for one, I mean, you know, it's kind of an interesting horror game just to kind of get through, see what the plot is. I will say that at least in the games themselves, that the voice acting is top notch.
There's a lot of screaming.
Yeah, a lot of screaming. Very, very well-known voice actors in the game. Just for an example, the voice of Sachiko is the person who does the voice of Pikachu.
That'd be explaining why she's... Actually, no. Sachiko doesn't scream, though. Never mind.
Yeah. Well.
She just laughs a lot. It's pretty much her only speaking role is laughing.
At least, you know, at least the games don't have Sachi. Let's come back to that one later.
Yeah, we'll come back to that one.
For me, I like the mystery around it, but as Stuart knows, I am very much a coward when it comes to this stuff.
Oh boy, are you a coward.
And, well, heck, I don't have Seth here to play it for me. It's a callback to college days there.
Anyway, but for anyone listening, full disclosure, I actually haven't played any of the games. I've just watched the movies.
You know what? Let's just make this the entire Corpse Party episode.
Might as well.
Because we're talking more about the games anyway.
Yeah.
Well, there's probably a lot more to talk about with the games because, I mean, there's a lot more playtime in the games rather than the movies, which probably very bare bones scratch the surface.
Yeah, it's like the games themselves aren't that long. And
I do like how, like, you can pick a... It's like you're on this person's story plot in this chapter, and it's like, okay, I need to do something. And what happens is you do this, and it's like, alright, you've gotten the wrong end. Like, you've gotten an ending, but it's not the ending. So then you have to reload a save file, and it's like, alright, don't do that this time. And so the game actually has a list of endings that you have to obtain to get 100%.
Do you have to get all the bad endings before you can get the good ending?
No.
Okay.
But there, there is one other thing I really do like about the game. How the game describes the school itself. And if I can find it, I will read it to you, but it's basically saying, states how the game takes place, like, everyone's in the same school at the same time in different locations of the school at different times of the school's existence in a, we'll call it the ghost world. And so, like, one person can leave a message scratched into a podium in a classroom and people might see it later or something. So it's got, like, a mystery of time and space around it as well. Does that make sense to you, Stuart?
Yeah.
I can't remember the science terms they use to describe it.
Yeah, just, you know, time works differently.
I was watching a lot of Doctor Who at the time, and I think I actually had the terminology down correct, but I've forgotten since then. Wow, the original character art, I forget how bad that is.
Yeah, it's not great.
How hard are the games, difficulty wise?
They're puzzle games, kind of.
I remember in particular there was like a certain scene in the first movie. You guys are like, oh, she's having to do this part. That part was really hard. It's like she woke up or like after being asleep.
She wakes up in the hospital room.
Yeah.
Nurse's office. Sorry. That part particularly sucks because the room is falling apart around you and you can't step in certain locations and you're being chased. It's a very small room and there, you have to have like two items and then you have to make your way to the door. So you have to search like the entire room to get everything. If you don't know where it's all at to begin with, you're kind of screwed.
Because you won't have enough time to grab them is what you're saying.
Right, and plus the floor is falling apart around you.
Yeah, and so like the four parts part, and you can't get to the spot you need to get the item then.
Yeah. Well, it's not like you can't get to, it's just you'd have to go a long way around and you are being chased. So if that if you're I forget if you get caught, if it's instant death on that one.
I don't think it's instant death.
I don't think stepping on the floor was instant death either, but you didn't want to waste too much time.
It's like you took damage.
Let's see. Yuka running into oh, the big guy. What's his name?
The troll?
Kisame?
Is it Kisame?
Oh, Kisame, the guy in the second movie?
Yeah, the
Yeah.
big dude.
Yeah, Kisame.
Yeah, because he was actually in the original game, in the original, like, well,
He's in the
the
first game,
PSP
yeah.
story. Yeah.
He takes up. He decides to be Yuka's brother since she can't find her brother, and she notices. I forget what she did to not trust him anymore, but he starts chasing her around, and you. So you're controlling Yuka, and you have to go like out of the way to do stuff,
Yeah, not running to him.
and if you're trying to collect all the collectibles, the student ID tags. There's a certain one you have to go into a poisoned area, which is no longer poisonous, but it's like a you move on a grid-based system, and it's a the hall is 3 squares wide, so you have to kind of like plan around that. Although you can probably get that tag later if you do it right,
I don't
or
know.
earlier.
Yeah, it's like I thought some of those tags were time sensitive, or at least depending on the part of the story.
Definitely time sensitive, but there's like the, I don't know if you can get it when you get the shoes, or since you've already gotten the shoes later in the chase scene part, if you can do it then.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I was just really mad at the PSP version over here because you can't get 100%. Not gonna say why, just know it's a thing.
But it's not even worth the. You don't
No,
even. It's not
it
even
doesn't
necessary
give
to
you
grab
anything.
these
It's
student tag
just,
things, right?
nah, you don't need them.
Okay, so
Yeah,
just like
I
Metal
don't
Gear
need them.
Solid 2.
Yeah, you don't need the dog. Well, Twin Snakes also. You don't need the dog tags, but getting them is kind of cool.
I don't know. Aren't the subchapters tied to certain tags, or are they tied to certain endings? Just trying to remember.
I think you unlock certain endings or certain chapters by getting certain endings. Because in the games, you also get to encounter a lot of ghosts. And they're like usually red or blue little spirits hovering around here and there. And you can talk to them for information. Sometimes they'll just make fun of you. Other times they just want to talk. But they're the spirits that have been trapped there, and they've long been forgotten, and they've all just kind of do their own little thing now. That's why the school's such a bad place. You get stuck there forever.
Doesn't seem like a very fun place to take a vacation.
No.
Yeah, you don't want to go on vacation there. I get it. All right, we won't plan that now.
I don't know. Some people do like the haunted house experience.
Oh, going to
I'm not
those
one of those people.
all those villages in Japan where it's they're ghost towns now. Heard that's kind of creepy to visit.
Well, there's ghost towns here in America.
Yeah, but they're not Japanese, so it sucks.
Yeah.
It's like the worst that'll happen is you get stabbed by a hobo. Or a rat.
Was like.
Stuart, how did you feel about the actors in the movies' portrayals of their anime video game counterparts?
I don't know. I thought Naomi was kind of bland.
Indeed.
Yeah, it's like Sachi was also kind of bland, but I mean, That's kind of his character.
Yeah, he's... What is he? The reluctant hero? Is that what it is?
I guess you could say that.
Did you guys enjoy the movies overall?
It was a little more gory than I expected on both of them.
Yeah, there were definitely some
cringing.
Yeah, some.
So you're saying that the games are more tame compared to the movies?
The games were more. You're
talking 16-bit characters getting disemboweled versus, all right, we're gonna take a bunch of red gooey ink stuff. We're gonna put it inside this thing that looks like intestines, and we're gonna hit it with a hammer.
Oh man, okay. You're gonna go with a different one.
It's like going to see that one comedian who always smashes the watermelons.
Yeah, there's some pretty gory spots in those movies. Only one of them actually made me even come close to even get into the cringe.
And that was?
Disembowelment. Second movie. Start of it.
Oh, yeah, that was gross.
Oh,
That was the only one that seemed almost realistic.
It was also the only one that confused me, because it's like, oh, she cut the neck, and then you see stuff falling on the floor that doesn't come.
Yeah, that's what I thought happened at first, too. I'm like, oh.
We saw it twice, and I thought the same thing both times. I was very confused. So in the second movie, Book of Shadows, we got introduced to a surprise character.
That was not in the games?
That is not in the games. I don't know if it's in the anime. I don't think she's in the mangas. They simply called her Sachi. She is Sachiko's twin sister. And the weird thing is, she came out of Sachiko. Instead of wearing the red, she wears black, and she's got the Heath Ledger Joker smile. And so using scissors, she uses a hatchet. She can also teleport around. It was weird.
Well, Sachiko would do that too.
Yeah, but she was like, okay, I'm having fun with this. I'll just let them go for now.
But at the same time, it kind of feels a little anticlimactic when all you have to do to take out somebody is just, like, give them a bear hug and take them down with you. That takes away all the supernatural power that I feel like they had introduced earlier in the movie.
Oh, when I kept saying she should do a suplex.
Yeah, I'm like, pretty much if you can suplex somebody, the bad guy, it feels... Like, you take away something. Remember earlier, they're like, hey, look, I'm doing force choke. Hey, you want to try to come at me? No, I'm going to just put my hand up and stop you. But then later on, it's like, oh, but now I'm going to do it during a plot pivotal moment, so now you can't stop me.
Can't stop, won't stop. There was a lot of problems I actually saw with the Book of Shadows stuff, but like Stuart says, or I guess Stuart said it. I don't know. It was just, or no, you said it, Jason. It seemed rushed, and I can understand why. Because you're trying to fit so much into.
Even if it was rushed, you can still introduce plot elements early on and then revisit them later, so people aren't like, "Whoa, when did this become a thing?" That way, it doesn't feel like you just made convenient answers to fix the problem that has now come up.
Yeah, the actual second game that came out over here, Corpse Party Book of Shadows, is different from the first game, but it was a retelling of the first game, which this movie kind of did, where it took place during the first game, or first movie, all over again, redoing some plot points. But the second game, the game version of it was here's different little story segments from around the school, and we'll say this is a time re-looping on itself, and Sachiko's pulling them back in. And it's like, they have their memories of what happened, and what happens now is up to them. And then it says, you know what? You can try to save them all you want, but once they die here, they're going to die again and again and again.
Yeah, plus you got to see like some story points from other characters' perspectives.
Yeah, like Fish Eye Girl, whose name I forget all the time.
Fish Eye Girl. You mean the one-eyed girl?
No, she wasn't in the movies. Well, she kind of was, I guess. First movie, she was... the first movie, when they're watching that video from the investigator and the camera guy, and someone else was actually recording the two of them.
Oh.
Supposedly, she was the one recording.
Yeah. Was it Maho or Naho?
I think it was Naho.
Naho.
Double checking. Naho. Yeah, Naho.
Yeah, Naho. Because Maho is a
Sanoki
character in a different game.
Anyway, she's like the one. She's like dead, but you encounter her multiple times in the first game, and she's like, "Oh yeah, just do whatever," because she's already given up. But she's like a walking corpse in the game. That's sentient or something? Is that right, Stuart?
Yeah. She was dead, but she wasn't like an angry spirit. She was just kind of there.
She was handy, I guess. I mean, she gave you information, told you what to do, where to hide, I guess. And get you killed.
Yeah. She wasn't always helpful.
She's actually the one that's like after the Book of Shadows, if I recall. Or she hid it in the school, I forget which.
I think she was just after it, because I don't think it was ever actually in the school. It was in a different school, I think.
It just kind of showed up in the school because of reasons, I guess.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
How'd y'all feel about the ending, though?
Which one?
Movie number two.
Both of them were bittersweet. Let's just put it that way.
Stuart,
first one I thought was kind of, I thought it was unpredicted to me. I did not get that what ending was going to happen, but I liked it in actually kind of a comical way almost.
Is that the
second one was
out there at the end?
And I felt kind of the same way about the second one, except I liked the first one better. The second one was kind of just weird.
The first movie, there was only two survivors. Second movie, there was...
only one.
There was only one, and then there was everybody.
That's why it's called a corpse party.
You know what, I'm going to spoil the second movie. She...
You are? Okay.
Was it Naomi?
Naomi?
Oh. Yeah. She's the only survivor in the second movie. She's got the Book of Shadows... somehow uses it after the escape to bring all her friends back, and it almost seems like she's having a mental breakdown. She's like, "Oh, my friends are back," and it sounds like they're coming from the voices from everywhere or something. Did y'all get that vibe from that?
Yeah, that she was just imagining it was all in her head.
And suddenly, she realizes they're all in the hall, and then this giant blob of human flesh and faces and eyes comes in the classroom, crawling its way through, saying, "Oh, you saved us, good job." And that's where she's panicking.
Yeah.
Which I think is a very, very big plot hole in the story.
Yeah.
Because she's got the Book of Shadows. Ayumi is part of that amorphous blob who knows how to use the book. I think her sister might be there too.
I thought there was only four. I could be wrong.
I don't know. But, you know, with someone in that pile knows how to use the book properly. Or better than she does. So, it's like, hey, we can solve all the issues right now.
But instead she created Legion.
Well, no, Legion would have been the one solving the problem. It's like, oh, I can separate us. That's cool. Here, do this. And it's like, oh, okay.
I will say I did like the animation when she did the spell. The kind of the animation for that is really cool. All the layers
characters
moving
all
around.
Crawling up her arm and stuff.
Yeah, that was
kind of
cool.
Right back out of her hand. Or was it burning the book out of her hand? I forget which.
It made me want to watch Read or Die, the movie.
What happened to wanting to watch the TV show?
I don't know if it's any good. I need to look that up.
Why don't you just go all in and find out for yourself?
Because I choose to do what I do based on the opinions of others. I choose to try out new things based on the opinions of others. Let's say put it that way sometimes.
Okay. There you have it.
Okay.
So, overall, Stuart, how would you rate the movies to video games to anime?
I mean, the games were the best. I'd say they were probably about an 8.
Would you say that the movies would be how would you scale the movies 1 to 10, 10 being the best?
The movies,
four, using as a substitute for someone who doesn't want to watch the anime or play the games.
The first movie is very similar to the anime. Very similar. So they're pretty comparable.
I'll give you a hand there.
Yeah. Games, nah, I mean, they're not a substitute for the games. Games are better.
Games are better. Got it.
And that makes sense because you have more time in the games to actually flesh out the story.
Indeed. Jason, are you going to play the games?
Now that we don't have to do a podcast over them, that's gone down on my need list.
Well, I mean, we can always stream it.
I guess we could always stream it. Actually, that's a good idea. There's a possibility I may pick it up. If I get it at a good deal, and it's never seen the group go at a great I've never seen it less than $10.
You know, today's the last day of the Steam summer sale,
and it's still not less than $10.
It's not on there.
Not less than $10.
Yeah, it is. It's $9.74.
Is it okay? Well, not less than $9.74.
That's less than $10.
I amend my statement.
That is $35 off of the usual price of $15.
Yeah, which isn't. You think that there would be a higher percentage off for being an older game?
It's $15 normally.
Yeah, the PSP is like $20, I think.
Well, I guess it's only been out for 2 years on Steam, at least, then.
Yeah,
it's the PC version, which has been around for a while, which is not the PSP version.
Yeah, but still, like, it's... Oh, well, I guess $9.74 is not too expensive still, but 35% discount.
The PSP was just like a cleaned up version, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Yeah, eventually I'll probably try it out. It's been on my list. Stuart has mentioned the game numerous occasions in the past to me. May try to get me to want to play it.
Yes.
Let's put it that way.
Stuart knows I've tried to play the Blood Drive.
Yeah, Blood Drive. Which is the third game.
How long was that? 30 minutes, and I went like 5 feet. Yeah. I went around the corner. That's all I did.
Yeah. You didn't make it very far.
I mean, scary games don't really have a great track record for me either, honestly. I do not play scary games myself, and usually I do better watching other people play them than me playing them. But I mean, this is 2D, like top-down, Zelda-esque, isometric. I mean, I imagine this is probably not quite as scary, but I guess it could be.
Well, Blood Drive's done in like 3D on the Vita, and it's isometric, but the view is a little lower down, I guess you could say.
Yeah, it's similar
and
to
it's
those
very laggy.
Those 3D DS games, those Square Enix RPGs using that style that you don't like, Jason.
Oh, you mean like Bravely Default?
Well, yeah, Bravely Default, the Final Fantasy III, Final Fantasy IV.
But he's talking about like that pseudo 3D. That's like, why did you need to use 3D? Sprites would have been much better.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I understand why they did 3D for the Vita version of, or the Vita game, Blood Drive, because they wanted to do a flashlight mechanic, and unfortunately that was the downfall of the game on that one. The it can't handle the change in
Yeah.
graphics or something. It's
Yeah,
a laggy mess with the flashlight on, so you just turn your brightness all the way up and keep the flashlight off.
I think there's an achievement for going through a full chapter without using the flashlight.
I could probably do it. I mean, just play chapter one again.
Yeah, it's like you play one of the first chapters.
I'm gonna be impressed if a 2D game like this can make me can give me jump scares without using the music to cheats.
I bet it could do it.
Mm.
For the low, low price of $9.74.
We'll talk about it.
Are you sure we're gonna talk about it? Oh, nope. Sorry, I was gonna get a jump scare ready and start playing sound instead. Never mind. So, is there anything else you guys want to cover on this?
I think we pretty much killed the topic. No, it's more like that's how she laughed.
Yeah, I will say that she did a pretty good job of nailing the scary ghost girl image.
The creepy laugh.
Yeah.
I mean, at least in the second movie, they did what I wanted them to do. It was like, hey, there's a little girl though. She's trying to kill your friend. I'm gonna attack her with my pipe. It's like, that's a smart thing to do, you'd think. And then she's like, no.
Sorry, I am currently in the process of buying a game for Jason on Steam.
I hate you. No.
And there
Oh,
sorry. Not sorry. All right, so with that said, that's pretty much it for this episode of Data Train. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, or fireworks going off inside my neighborhood, and you'd like to give us a response, feel free to send us an email to datadrain@nintendo-oki.com. You can also find us on Twitter. It is Data Drain Show, all one word there. And we're also active on the Nintendo Oki Facebook group. So, Stuart, thank you for joining us on this episode.
tune in next time where we discuss the Clock Tower series.
Of which none of us have played.
Jason, thank you for watching these movies with us.
Sweet. By Clock Town, he's talking about Majora's Mask,
Clock
right?
Tower.
By Clock Tower, he's talking about Majora's Mask, right?
No.
With that said, we'll see you all again next time on Data Train.
Strange in your neighborhood.